Let's keep those claps going for Ian Ellis.
Kids are dead. What? Florida, you didn't hear?
No.
It was on all of the news.
It was.
The worst part is some of them weren't baptized. That means Jesus had a really long weekend full of difficult decisions. The shooter, he was saved. Susie, she was on a wayward path. You know Jesus don't play that. That's why he's the King of Peace. Every time this shit happens, they're like, we need more laws. Killing people is against the law. I don't know if another one's gonna stop that shit. It's always these young horny dudes, like they want to stop the wrong people from getting guns. Here's how you do it. The new rule is, if you want to buy a gun, you got to have at least 3 blowjob references. There's not 3 people willing to suck your dick. You can't make a life, you can't take a life. It's always young dudes, like school shootings are up, but office shootings are down. That means mass shootings are just some shit that you grow out of. Eventually you get your shit together. There's a famous quote where this pastor was like, if I was the devil, I would train young intellects, but I would let emotions run wild. That's what we've done. Generation of kids that don't know how to deal with the feels. As soon as they get sad, they just want to shoot some shit. How about before suicide, you try hygiene? Take a shower, get a haircut. Maybe people are mean because your breath stinks. There are other solutions. I'm about to have a baby, guys. Clap it up, get excited. I like leaving it in. I'm into like Batman, Adventure Time, and leaving it in. Like cartoons and pussy. I think that's normal for a guy my age. So we haven't had sex in a while, which is great because I love jerking off. Like, not as much as Louie likes jerking off, but like just a little bit under that. I don't even like talking about it. He's showing people? Here's the thing about Louie. 5 people? I can understand maybe one time. You were drunk, you had some cocaine. Seemed like a good idea at the time. The next day you felt terrible. You immediately went to rehab. It's the kind of thing where you wake up and you're scared to apologize. Oh, I crossed the line last night. I think I should get my life together. That's a life-changing moment. Glenn Beck had one. Not Louis C.K. 5. There's only 4 books in the Bible. 5. There was only 4 Beatles. 5 people. Semen is disgusting. You can't wash it off. It smells terrible. You taste it all day. And some rando comes up to you and just spooches all over your life. The rest of their life, as talented as they are, they're very artsy, and you're looking at them going, I can picture him jacking off on her right now. It's so degrading. I have jacked off on a young lady. Young lady feels more degrading to me than a bitch. Like, the feminist in me is like, she's a bitch. Power that bitch. Jacking off on these bitches. Kick your ass. So, a young lady came to me and she was like, hey, I've been watching this porn. I think you should come on my face. And I was like, okay. She's not like a whore, though. So instead of just like, we're fucking, and it's like, quick, just finish on my face. We had to go to the shower. A hairnet was involved. The girls in the videos look like they enjoy it. They're like, ah, 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 give it to me. No woman enjoys it. She's like, quick, beat off on my face. She looked like she was shitting and eating a lemon at the same time. It was terrible. Who wants to stand up when they jerk off? You have to be a monster. Real monster of a human being. By the way, if Meryl Streep really wants to win an Oscar, she just has to do a pornography. If she can convincingly take a load to the face, that bitch is the greatest actress on the planet. I don't think it's possible. Did you guys watch the Golden Globes?
Yeah.
Everybody wore black to support the victims of sexual misconduct. They should have wore burkas. An enemy of penis across continents. A tight black dress and cleavage doesn't really say I'm not a sexual object. Put on that beekeeper outfit. Plus it confused the fuck out of ISIS. Sitting around being a Taliban in Taliban land, chewing sand and hatred for dinner. Is that Brad Jolino in a burqa? That shit'll make you call off an attack. It's okay, we're going to be adopted. The guy said the travel ban left Muslims stranded in airports. I don't want to sound too racist. Isn't that the last place we want Muslims to be stranded? I didn't crash those planes. The women are right, but we also got to talk about these hoes. And who were their role models before they sucked that penis? Oprah didn't blow her way into the color purple. Who are you looking up to? I want to meet your mother. Everybody's shocked at these guys. Why do men do shit? Money and pussy. They only want the money so they can get more pussy. That was a titter. Everybody else is on edge. I hate this time's up shit. I'm sorry, fellas, it's over. That's what they're doing to men around the country. They're just playing them off the stage. Sorry, Aziz. You missed your cue, Mr. DJ. Time's up. Some of you have been slinging dick a long time. Sometimes you gotta quit playing the game before the game plays you. Bitches are angry. Hang that dick up. Trey has been slinging dick since the 5th grade. Don't even ask him about nap time. Getting white bitches juice boxes. Black women are intimidating. I didn't date a lot of them because I was like, oh, she ain't gonna put up with my bullshit.
No.
White women will swallow that shit. Push those feelings way down. Players used to say, you know what white women are good for? Giving head. Time's up on that shit. That shit'll get you fired from Walmart. I hate this time's up because they're taking victimness and making it into a fashion.
True.
They're wearing that shit. They're wearing victim on them. They're wearing black, but not for black victimness. That's how much white women are mad about black men being able to vote first. Like, he's a third of a person? What the fuck am I to you? And white men were like, bitch, if you don't get in that kitchen. I hate it because every fashion has a season, and eventually that season's gonna go out. We're gonna be on some new shit. And then some bitch is gonna get raped, and they're gonna be like, sorry, bitch, time's up. Should have got molested last year, could have got a book deal. We ain't doing shit for you right now. Aziz Ansari. Aziz Ansari, here's what I took away from the situation. I like to make it a teachable moment. So he went out with this girl, and he put her hand on his penis 7 times in 30 minutes. To me, that is a nonverbal sign that this dude's trying to fuck. All right, we're always telling men, you got to learn the signs. She says, we're moving too fast. That means no. Also, ladies, if he keeps putting your hand on your penis, that dude, he's trying to fuck. Used to be if a girl, like girls don't like to say no. So if a girl said to me, we're going too fast, I was like, we can work around that shit. She ain't said no yet. Women don't like saying no. So I have a campaign. It's like a get out of rape free card.
Please explain.
You don't want to say no, blame it on your flow. I would love to do this, but I'm cramping up. All right, if that doesn't work, don't be afraid to lie your tits off. Don't be afraid to look at this man and go, I'm feeling you. Boy, do I want to do all that dirty shit you just said. But I got to tell you, I have genital warts. And sexual diarrhea. That's where anytime I have sex, I violently diarrhea. It's not before or after. I shit on every man I have sex with. Shit on your dick. If they're still into that, you shouldn't be afraid to say no. Anybody else feel like they're not smart enough to be a good person? Like, chivalrous was the last good person word I learned. I can't spell it shivel, S-H-I-E-V-L-R-E-S. Just be a good guy, put your coat down for women. But now you gotta be cis-normative, and there's toxic masculinity and mansplaining. I'm not smart enough to be that much of a good guy. Thank you for your sarcasm, lady. Let me mansplain something to you. I hate terms like toxic masculinity. It's clickbait psychology.
Facts.
You know what clickbait is? Dick pills, single women in your area, and social justice. One of these things is not like the other. Well, all three of them technically make my dick hard, but...
Facts.
They want to say toxic masculinity. So what is that? Oh, it's rape culture. So we're just going to water down the word rape? Cosby's not a rapist. Cosby's a... He's a toxic naptime person. Harvey Weinstein's just a toxic producer. Clickbait. It's horseshit. Clap it up. It's tough being me, you know. Like, some people, they just need Jesus. Some people have original sin. I have original sin and high taxes and slavery and the Holocaust. I need, like, Jesus and a benefit just to break even. I know, I'm just kidding. Like, I feel like I'll get in trouble if I'm not woke enough. Like, I wasn't woke enough today. Shit, I did something wrong. I'm just not smart enough to be a good guy. Kevin Spacey got in trouble for grabbing some dick. In the 80s! 30 years ago, he touched some boy's wiener. And now House of Cards has to go. Season 6 is the end. Because he grabbed some wiener in the 80s. That's wonderful. Because I now know how Game of Thrones is going to end. With allegations of sexual abuse. That's the ending. It's not the winter people, it's not the dragons, it's somebody grabbed somebody's wiener or pussy. Somebody acted like the president or Kevin Spacey. They're both presidents. I voted for 4 more years on Netflix. Why did he grab that damn weenie?
That's a good joke.
Talk about resurrection. Mary, you know, in Japan, they think your ancestors look out for you. My ancestors were terrible people. Nazis. Slavery people. Are they looking out for me? No wonder my keys are missing. I'm friends with black people. Ancestors are a bunch of dicks. I don't want them interacting with my reality. Fuck Grandpa.
Facts.
Mansplaining. toxic masculinity. Does anybody ever want to hang out with the person that came up with labels? That's a Mick job. It's how I pay my bills. Go fuck yourself. Looking down on me because I show up and clock in. Fuck you. I gotta pay these goddamn bills. We do need to discipline emotions. And I think the greatest spiritual guide to doing this in today's day and age is Ronald McDonald. Because God, the government ain't cutting it. But at McDonald's, you better get that order right and smile at the same time. I don't care how mean that customer is. Say yes, please, and thank you. Nothing angrier than a dude who's been waiting in line 10 minutes for a McMuffin. That's half his break. I feel terrible for people at the drive-thru, because you better get that shit right. I don't care if they change the menu today. You fuck that up, you're getting cussed out by no less than 3 people. You can cuss out by a car, you can cuss out by a manager, you can cuss out by another car. For taking too long, you can cuss out by the manager. I'm a new dad. Clap it up, everyone. That means I can't do drugs as often as I would like. Which would be all of the time. Because of DCFS and child endangerment. A bunch of other fuck shit made up by liberals. We both like juice boxes. Let me smoke that weed. You won't stop crying. Let me smoke that weed. I am allowed to smoke when I go out to do comedy, which would be tonight. Nice. I got here and I didn't waste any time. Allegedly. And then Tom pulled up next to me, so I waved at him. Hey, guy! I did that because I'm friendly. You probably heard that rumor about me. He's a friendly, nurturing human being. Pleasant and nice to be around. Definitely doesn't scowl when he's happy. I came inside, and Tom was like, Ian, you're the only person I know whose car smells like weed on the outside. And the windows rolled up, it was raining. You know Neverville has drug dogs. I got a headline out. Can't go to jail, I have a kid. Speaking of cars, right now we have cars that drive automatically. Great, that's the future. And as soon as we have enough of them, it'll be illegal to drive. Which is gonna fuck up the drug game. You can't tell me these cars aren't gonna be snitches. You get in there with a joint and it drops you off at the police? What the fuck? You got any idea how much weed is gonna cost when you gotta rely on the Amish to deliver that shit? It's gonna cost 2 bitcoins for I ate the weed. AI is about 10 years away, artificial intelligence, which means we're making a god. This shit's so scary, scientists are on the corner saying it's the end times. They're right next to the crazy Jesus people, like, Revelations might have been right. Elon Musk says it's like summoning the demon. I don't like that. I don't like demons. Does anybody here fuck with the devil? Stay out of my circle. I don't touch a Ouija board, just in case. I don't know if he's real, but I'm not playing with him if he is. Jesus. It's a weird time, because like the Bible is like the moral foundation of our society, but we just keep telling God he was wrong. He was like, don't eat shellfish. And we were like, fuck your couch. Only thing people worry about now is gluten. Like, people take gluten more seriously than they take religion. It's kind of fucked up, because people blow up over religion. I don't want anybody blowing me up over gluten. It's like a terrible way to go out. But it's the end times. That's where the fuck we're living. Like, Fucking Kim Jong-un and Trump are in like a dick measuring contest, and their dicks are made out of uranium. Like, if they actually touch tits, that might be the end of our... It's like the two worst haircuts in human history. I like... So how, round of applause, how many people here want like America to be a safe space? Woo. Not enough of you are clapping. Now, I don't mean for like language. Like, I don't... I'm not in charge of your feelings. You are. I mean like bombs and I don't want to die. Like, America should be a safe space from nuclear weapons. Can we clap it up? It's a very awkward clap. My kid was laying on my wife's stomach. I was like, oh, is that your old waterbed? Trying to move back in already? Better not see any of this behavior when you're 30. I got drugs to do. Video games aren't going to play themselves. Get the fuck out of my house. Trying to think of stuff to teach my kid. One of the most important lessons is that the most important thing you will do in your life is spend money. Because everything you do, it either feeds progress or it feeds the beast. You're either supporting sweatshops and suicide nets or fair trade, gluten-free, whatever the fuck that shit is. It's never been easier to do the right thing. Like, if you don't like sweatshops, you can crowdfund a shoe that's locally sourced. 30 years ago, you just had to be barefoot. Looked like you stepped in two jelly donuts. Walking around like a savage. Everywhere you go, they're like, oh, look, there's old Fred Flintstone with his morals. Jesus had dusty feet. In the Bible. I don't know if you guys knew that. Should be how you knew a Christian. They look like they stomped out campfires for a living. I was watching Tiny Toons the other day.
Yes.
Came out in 1990. And they paint Babs Bunny. And then Buster Bunny looks at her and goes, a girl bunny? What? Babs goes, it's the 90s, deal with it! It's weird to me that when I was a kid, adults were that much of a caveman. A girl bunny? A lady boss? A wife that leaves the house? Get out! And that's when we met the deal with it crowd. And they didn't just stop with women, they kept going. They were like, gays, deal with it! Transgenders, deal with it! And I'm for all of that shit. It's all cool. But transgender is the last thing that was in my wheelhouse. That's the last shit I heard about. I was like, some people do that. Cool. Whatever's coming next, my head's just gonna fucking explode. Like, how many people actually do that? Are you sure that's not a mental disease? I kind of hope that it's grown baby people. It's like when you're a 45-year-old man, and you're like, I'm going to come over to your house and put on a diaper. I'm going to piss and shit myself, and you're going to feed me a bottle. It's just how I am. Deal with it! I kind of be behind that, because my two-month-old, sometimes when he's at his worst, I just want to punch him in the face. Can't do that shit. Fuck up his development. I get a 45-year-old lonely man to come over and beat his motherfucking ass. She would be cathartic. I gotta get it in before it's a hate crime. Right now it's just an angry dude beating up a weirdo. Right now one of our problems is racism. Like, pointing out racism is great, but the media has turned it into entertainment. It's America's favorite TV show. Got him! Black dude was shot. Was the cop white? Got him! We got racism. I thought that shit was systemic. I know it was one guy in Texas. Shit, that was easy to get over. What we need right now is some honesty. Like, one of the honest facts is, did you know more white people get shot by police than black people? I heard that, and I was like, police brutality is out of control. Has Tom Brady taken a knee yet? Where's John Elway? He needs to ride in on a Bronco. Not the one OJ had. Like an actual white Bronco. Then that horse needs to take a knee. Raise white awareness. Savage police. Eminem said the solution is we need more black cops. Statistically, if you're black, you're 5 times more likely to get shot by a black guy. So Eminem's solution is genocide. percent of white people are killed by white people. 90% of black people are killed by black people. So the safest place to be is Koreatown. They ain't doing shit. It's a rule of propaganda. You have to accuse people of the shit that you're guilty of. Hitler said that shit. That's why Tucker Carlson keeps saying, we gotta quit racial baiting. Also, are trees racist? I was like, blood on the leaves? Does that mean M. Night Shyamalan was right? This is the most fucked up thing I've heard since a burning bush was homophobic. Who knew the most progressive thing you could do was be on the side of global warming? Fuck you for not being smart enough to get there. Man on this. Congress is shut down. I sling chicken for a living. I'll pay my bills. That chicken doesn't show up. You think I get to call off of work? Fuck snow. I gotta stack cups. That means Congress needs to be there washing windows and wiping counters. If you can lean, you can clean. Get back to work.
Yes.
Right, my name's Ian Ellis. I love you tonight.
Yeah.
One more time for Ian Ellis. That's a good set.
I want you to get your hands going right now. I want you to get it loud, and I want you to stay loud. Give it up for Ian Ellis.
You guys have been great. Give yourselves a round of applause. You've been great. A lot of laughing at that pussy jokes. They were hitting it and kissing it and trying to kill that shit. It's good because I used to think, like, I get scared if there's old people in the audience. So I'd be like, oh man, they're not going to like those jokes. Turns out old people are freaks. They love talking about eating assholes and spitting on bitches. That's what they're into. This is young people that approve. They got holes that they're saving. I give you this booty hole, but I'm saving this pussy for Jesus. You're not going to put it in there. That's for my husband. You guys got to forget about that shit. It's been a weird day. I've had 77 text messages today, and all of them were like, man, I ain't going to make it. I was like, did ISIS put a hit out on me? I was scared. I didn't get that many condolences when my dad died. Like, I'm sorry, man. I have shit to do. I'm not going to be there. But you guys are great. I think most of them, they probably heard how my last album recording went. That shit was painful. I don't know if you've ever bombed at an album recording. I had people that snuck in were asking for their money. Hey man, you owe me $5. Do I know you? Man, I walked by, you fucked up my hike. This shit was awful. Is there a council? I want to report you to comedy. You should be fired immediately. Struggle through that shit. Luckily, embarrassment is something that I burned off years ago. It doesn't stick. I'm good. When I was in college, I was a nude model. I used to take my clothes off for money. Some of the people in the audience, they recognized me from the pictures in the hallway.
I'm 6'1 and I scowl when I'm happy. Who's drawing pictures of naked Gru? Shit, I think that's Ian. When I was in college, I got engaged. Here's some advice I'll give to you guys. If you meet a chick and you've only known her for 2 weeks and you're just fucking, you're not dating, and she proposes to you, blow your load before you answer. Turns out marrying some bitch you barely know is a terrible way to get back at your ex. But I said yes. And then we had a bachelor party. Turned down for what? There were shots, shots, shots. I don't live like a rapper, but that night I partied like one. And I woke up early to go take my clothes off for money. Because I'm college educated. You guys don't know it. I was the most popular, most requested model. Not because I'm attractive. It's because I would do Spider-Man poses. Most people would try to look respectful. I would take my body and I would go like... fighting people naked. I always felt bad for the people sitting behind me. Like, Spider-Man got a dirty asshole. Come on, fuck. That particular morning, they had me lay down for a pose. And the lights were very warm. And I fell asleep. I only know this because I didn't wake up till I was startled by the sound of my own tube. Naked in front of a room full of people that were drawing me at a very vulnerable age. I'm like, fuck it. Comedy can't be that bad. I still got my clothes on. I didn't need any fiber for breakfast. They're not going to give me twice. Sneaky toots. Trying to take down my career. This is great, but he stinks. It's no, I mean literally. Fun fact, my farts smell like dinner. So if you smell chicken and waffles, don't get too excited. You're just sniffing toots. Also, I don't want to get too political, but I'm pretty sure that night farts are the leading cause of spider bites. I'm not positive, but that's always when I wake up with bites on my butt. Tell you guys a little bit about myself. I'm a straight white male, which means I'm the best. You're the apex predator of this goddamn planet. People are like, no, straight white male, you gotta go! You can try it, but we got drones and shit, so. Here's the thing, is like gay rights and black rights and women's rights, that's just shit we gave you. We've never been defeated, there's no war. They're gonna take us down? Try and be a little more appreciative of these apex predators. No, I'm out of fashion, but we're graceful, so. Here's something that'll blow your mind. Straight white males. Most genocide of all time. Slavery of all time. Most just trickery and slickery and blankets full of smallpox. Of all time. Nobody else did it like us. People still like us more than women. With you hoes, but I don't want to shut the fuck up and suck that dick a little bit more. Apparently your mouth is worse than killing people. Racism is a tough issue. Everybody wants to pretend that racism has been over forever. My grandfather definitely used the N-word maliciously. My dad also used it, but it was mostly to tell me how cool Eddie Murphy was. It's like a real mixed message. You see Beverly Hills Cop, Eddie Murphy. That nigga's hilarious. Still gotta whisper it. There's been a lot of black people getting shot in the nose. When Kaepernick started sitting down for the anthem, I was like, I think I have a solution for all this racism. Let's take the police siren and turn it into the national anthem. Then you won't have to shoot black people to get them down on the ground. It's already been the One in five black men goes to jail in their lifetime. That means police definitely know how to arrest black dudes without shooting them. They just choose not to. I'm surprised more people haven't stood up, like the prison industrial complex. I fear they'd be like, quit shooting all our free labor. You know how hard it is keeping slavery under wraps? The NRA, usually when you hear about a conceal and carry, it's a white dude that wants to go to Chili's. He's like, I love three goddamn things in this world. Fridays, assault rifles, and cheap appetizers. Black dude with the conceal and carry got shot. They were quiet. We didn't hear a peep. They took a moment of silence for that motherfucker. News is super racist. Like, when shit was going down in Baltimore, Bill O'Reilly was like, the problem in Baltimore is black crime. Like, I thought it was just called crime. You're telling me black people have their own crime? I've never seen CSI Special Black Crime. Looks like this pussy was murdered by something longer than 6 inches. This is the case for CSI, Special Black Crime. Covered in grease. I think it's chicken. You guys scared of the blacks? You should be. They were fucking shit up in the 60s, organizing, blowing shit up. You know, but now there's way more of them. They got more access to guns and money, social media. I have it on good authority from 3 to 4 reliable sources. They've developed a taste for all white women. I'm coming for these hoes. White bitches caught up. It happened in the 90s. White girls used to have flat booties. In the 90s, they started putting some bump on that. They were like, straight white male's about to go. Let's get attracted to the black man. These bitches, right under our noses, grown asses. There's a Fox News report where they said, like, rich couple was beaten by a black woman with a hammer for being too rich. Like, how is that not racist? Being too rich, you know how bougie you have to get your ass beat on principle? Shut up. I don't care if the Monopoly man showed up with slaves on him. I don't think I hit that motherfucker with a hammer. Who the fuck has a hammer on him? You just moved in or you're a carpenter, right? And more people get killed by hammers than guns. It's a weird statistic. Whenever you're like, guns are a problem, they're like, more people are killed by hammers. I'm like, I don't know. I've never heard of a school hammering. And a solution for the racism problem, too. I think we got to legalize weed. But we don't have to do it for everyone. I'd be cool if we just legalized weed for black dudes. So I'm tired of getting pulled over every time I kick with my boys. If they did do that, I think the police would start pulling over brothers and searching their cars for white people. Whoop, whoop. As you know, we're cracking down on underground smokers. I couldn't help but notice you have a lot of white paraphernalia in the back of your car. I let that lacrosse stick go, but when I saw that Kings of Leon sticker, I knew we had trouble. Is anybody in your car currently wearing blackface? I need you to pop the trunk. As I walk by, I distinctly smell Axe cologne wafting in the air. It's a sure sign that white people are hanging out. I'm originally from Colorado, and the first thing I noticed when I got here is you guys put a lot of extra S's at the end of words. And my buddy's like, hey man, let's go to Jules. I was like, you mean Osco? He's like, yeah, let's go to Osco's. I was like, how many fucking grocery stores are we going to? Another thing I noticed is you guys have the hottest homeless girls on the planet. I almost wrecked my car, diving in the passenger seat for change. Don't make the homeless. It's a lot like dating a girl in college. You know, they're broke. They're going to eat all your food. They always try to come over to your place. And they're just not getting a degree, so they have less debt. I moved here when I was a kid, right after Columbine. And they brought me up in school. They were like, hey, guys, school shootings are a thing. And you should be fucking scared. And by the way, our new student from Denver, Colorado. It doesn't help that I already look weird. God damn it. There was a shooting out here they prevented at Hinsdale South. You know how you got him? How they got him? He was bragging about his shooting on Snapchat. He was standing there with a assault rifle like, don't go to fifth period. That was like 3 months into the school year, so I was like, how bad are these bullies? Jesus Christ. And then like 2 weeks later, the teachers went on strike. I was like, this is the shortest year ever, and he thought he was going to kill some people? Goddamn. It's fucked up. There's all those kids that got to go back to school. If I was on the yearbook committee, I'd definitely take out like a full page ad on that motherfucker. Like, I saw the gift. Don't add him on Facebook. This motherfucker might come back. Shit happened to me at work, too. I had to watch this thing about what to happen if a shooter shows up. Your options are this. You either run, hide, or fight. In case you thought you saw somebody shooting, you're like, this is a chance to make a friend. And run over and hug them. Run, hide, or fight. They went through the description of the shooter. They were like, white male in his 30s, unhappy with his job. I was like, are they fucking looking at me? When I told my boss, I was like, oh man, I'm worried. I fit the description. He's like, we noticed. I just want you to know that we've been watching you. It's always these like young, horny dudes doing the killings. So I have a solution for that. I think you need to have at least 3 blowjob references before you can own a firearm. There's not 3 people willing to suck your dick. When I was in Colorado, I went to school for kids with special needs. It was great. We were like the X-Men, except our superpowers were reading disabilities. Like attention deficit disorder and ADHD. Basically, every time Magneto attacked, kids died. They didn't know how to run, hide, or fight. Poor Charlie. With all these shootings, they're talking about they want to arm the teachers. That's dope. I do think you should arm the teachers. You should arm them with stuff like a living wage and collective bargaining and enough textbooks for the kids. Somebody's talking about how fucking rich teachers are. I've never seen a teacher pick up the tab. I was out with a teacher at Taco Bell on my birthday. That bitch gave me the exact math on how much I owe those soft tacos. These motherfuckers ain't got a goddamn dime. Fucking broke. Ghosts don't make a lot of sense to me. How come you've never seen a ghost dinosaur? I mean, that shit would be really scary. Was your house haunted by a creepy little girl? I woke up to a T-Rex and blood on my walls. Sissy! It'd be terrifying if a house was haunted by velociraptors. They haunt in packs. Imagine that shit, you're laying in bed and all of a sudden you're ow, ow. They're gonna get your ass. That's scarier than an old bitch. They have ghost talons, they're gonna eat your ass. All these school shootings, school's gotta be haunted as shit, right? Your chances of going to a haunted school are fucking astronomical. Feel sorry for these kids. If the house was haunted by dinosaurs, it'd be like a real conundrum for the Catholic Church. On the one hand, they're prepared to deal with exorcism. On the other hand, they might have to admit the Earth is more than 5,000 years old. You might have to go like a Scientologist for that one. A lot of people have a personal relationship with God. That's cool. Not really, though. If you have a relationship with God, I think it should start the same way they start in real life. Through online dating. I think God needs to fill out an OkCupid account. It might shore up a lot of questions. Does he have kids? How does he feel about commitment? It would be terrible if God had a Tinder account and you swiped the wrong way. My bad! I spent eternity in hell over this shit? Goddamn. I'm going to take a selfie. I don't like religion. How come we're not trying to debunk this shit? Like, that show was never on TV. Like, coming up next, Christianity is horseshit. More on Islam at 11. Everybody's trying to blow us up and shit. Maybe we should tell them the truth. You believe in fairy tales. Sand people. You look it up. Muhammad was a guy that had epilepsy. That's your savior, a dude with epilepsy? He was like, A couple guys helped him up, and then he started rambling. They're like, he has some good ideas. Definitely gonna put a helmet on him. But I think we should follow this guy and strap bombs to our chest. This is worth women not knowing how to read. You're fucked up over there, like. You get killed over playing words with friends? Refugees, like, they want to bring them over here, and I'm like, dude, you gotta realize, like, if shit gets fucked up here, there's nowhere for us to refugee too. I don't care how popping your Instagram is in a rice field, that shit's not gonna look cool. We do have to be a little bit cautious. On the other hand, like, these women in these countries, they've been subjugated for years. There's a lot of lonely dudes in this country. I'm like, when you're not allowed to learn how to read, some of these dudes might seem like winners. Let's stop turning away all this good refugee pussy. You making some goddamn babies around here. Thing about the Middle East is they're just the people that got left behind. Like, the rest of us, our life is pretty good, but they're not catching up. When you can't catch up, what do? You bring people down to your level. That's what terrorism is. They're like, you guys have Sex in the City and Angry Birds, and I gotta kill this bitch for reading. I gotta wipe my ass with sand like a fucking cat. All the goddamn oil in the world, and we don't know how to read good. It's shitty over there. I saw a documentary. All the food they were eating was wrapped in lettuce instead of bread. I was like, ranch dressing would change your life? Poor motherfuckers. Somebody stop. Tell them to stop believing that bullshit. Christianity is horseshit, too. I don't think Jesus believed in an afterlife. You can get into the scholarship of that later, unless you have your study guides with you. Turn to part five, where we get into a talk on the Hebrew ways. Yep. One of the stories that sticks out to me is Lazarus. All right, he's the only dude Jesus brought back from the dead. You know what I'm saying? They make TV shows about that today. All right, he doesn't have a verse, a book, nothing. Nobody's fucking talking about Lazarus. He's so quiet, you forgot he was in the Bible. They act like Jesus, he didn't just bring him back, he also might have touched him funny. And like, leave it at the miracle. Bill Cosby. Lazarus, you'd think he'd say something like, either he'd come back and he'd be like, Jesus, saw the afterlife. Heaven, that's some dope shit, homie. Like, fist bump, for real. Or maybe he went to hell and he'd just be like, you do that to us! The fuck! And Jesus would be like, don't worry about it, homie. Holler at me on the cross. Fist bump. I like Jesus. He's the only broke person anybody ever believed in. He was, fuck, he was just talking about his dreams. I'm the savior of the world! Some people, I want to be a comedian. They're like, yeah, dude, I got shit to do that night. I ain't gonna be there. Love you, though. Jesus, he died at 32. He's a gangster. But it says in his book, you gotta respect your elders. I'm 35. I'm older than him. I might not know everything, but I know more about staying alive than he did. I think caught on a nail or two, wasn't fatal. Maybe he should take a knee and listen to the fuck I have to say about some shit. I found my place in shit. You ever wonder why other people hate us as a country? I was on YouTube trying to find answers. Because it seemed like a conversation Surrey wasn't ready to have. Top reasons were like, one, they hate us for our decadence. You know who the most decadent people in the world are? Arabs with oil money. Jay-Z fucking wishes he could ball so hard. Like, he gets bad bitches, they just own bitches. That's what Arab prince money gets you. They got monkeys with a better quality of life than me. I said they hate us because we're a Christian nation. Italy has two popes. Three popes shy of forming mega pope. They hate us for our freedom. Did you know we're ranked fourth in freedom? Behind Ireland. Those fucking potato monkeys. Goddamn porch gingers. Right around drunk. Doesn't mean they have more freedom than us. I'm drunk right now. And bourbon. Really, real reason a lot of these countries hate us is occupation. It's because we just like roll up our countries. We're like, we own this. We're on this corner right now. Deal with that. And I get that. Nobody likes people all up in their business. I get mad at my wife. She's like, what are you doing that yellow cake? I'm like, mind your business, bitch! I'm gonna arm whatever weapons I wanna arm. Leave me alone. I fucking hate North Korea. I like the Charlie Brown of getting missiles made. Just keep missing that shit and making parades anyway. Here's my foreign policy. I think we need to just take over North Korea and then sell that shit to China. That's our national debt. Here's 6 billion people. They look just like you. Take them. Now we don't owe you shit. I have a quality of life based system. So if your quality of life drops down, Michigan is on notice. that water is not drinkable by 2018, I'm selling you to China. If I can get your shit together. This is going to be a tough one. Trigger warning. All right, if you don't like rape jokes, this one might offend you, but just see me through it. See me through it. It's okay. These are sensitive times, all right? Millennials are tripping about words. I'm like, what the fuck? How's a generation with no social skills going to tell people how to talk? I just thought I should tell people, like, if you're going to get molested, you should probably get molested as a kid. Because if you're a grown-up, that shit's just embarrassing. I was 22 when they got me. It was a black dude who was in some gay shit. And I was like, holy shit, a black dude that likes gay people, I'm going to win the liberal award of the world. They're going to make a statue about him. They're going to call him Harvey Chocolate Milk. I got to get in with this dude and start hanging out. This is going to be good for me. I use this as a reference in college. Turns out he was a creep. Walked into his bedroom one night and I saw a can of lube. It was like ultra-sized. It was like a barrel of lube. I was like, which Sam's Club did you get this from? Jesus Christ. I've never seen that much lube before. Do you run a slip and slide? What are you using this for? He was like, oh man, you know my girl just be getting dry sometimes. And he started tickling. And that tickling turned into tussling. And that tussling turned into, the next thing I knew, I was pinned down. It's kind of like that scene in The Lion King where Simba pinned Nala. In this instance, Nala knew he was about to be raped. This next joke is based on a true story. This is not a confession. It's not the first 48. I'm not. I didn't do this shit, and I don't support it either. But there was a guy who was caught. Raping and murdering a dead baby. And I think it's funny to point out that he's also a stupid criminal. For instance, he raped and then murdered the baby. I don't know a lot about kids, but I'm pretty sure a dead kid is a lot quieter than a being raped kid. Also, he got caught. He was 6 weeks old. You could have swept that under the rug. They wouldn't have found that corpse for 6 to 8 weeks. You could have fucking made it to Canada by then. Put him in a blender, squeeze it into a tube of toothpaste. You can't get rid of that body, you lazy fuck. The worst part is the allegations, because people were like, was that baby asking for it? I was like, I don't think any victim's asking for it. Probably why we call him the victim. You guys ever notice that late life is hard? It's way fucking harder than it needs to be. I think that's how religion got started in the first place. I think somebody went up to a shaman and they're like, hey man, why is life a troll? Why does it seem like everything on this goddamn planet is trying to kill me? This planet is made for us. Go anywhere. This planet is trying to kill you, alright? If it's not the lions, tigers, and bears, disease will get you. If you don't blame me, take a stroll through the rainforest. Right, you're not invited. I don't care what kind of fucking plans you have. You'll die from pooping out his butthole. A mosquito will take your fucking life. You're not welcome on this goddamn planet. The shaman was probably like, that's some heavy shit. Probably some bitch ate an apple. That's a terrible answer. Problem is, we don't get better answers today. Like, why is Trump president? Well, you know, the Rust Belt and redistricting, and that bitch probably stole something. Told you about trusting these goddamn hoes. That's how religion got started. That's how you follow a guy with a helmet to have seizures. Islam. Putting ISIS on notice. You guys are okay with your names and addresses being on this album cover, right? I'm standing with me. We're going to take these motherfuckers down. I'm always mad. Like, why isn't the History Channel debunking this shit? But they're like, dude, we're into fucking ancient aliens and Bigfoot. We're not getting fucking blown up over your horse shit. Easter is great. That's, we like Nazis and Easter. Go away. No goddamn integrity in this shit. You know, people always trying to find themselves. That's part of why they go to religion. I'm like, first of all, how the fuck did you lose you? I've tried everything. Drugs, alcohol, anonymous. I can't fucking get rid of me. I feel like I'm stuck. Did you lost you somehow? Okay. Here's who you are if you don't know. You are the person who gets to decide how you react to all of your own thoughts and emotions. That's how fucking special you are. A monkey that chooses. A lot of people are like, no man, I'm a hipster. No, you're a fucking monkey that chooses. Here's the blueprint on these animals. They all have three basic needs: love, safety, and acceptance. And when these needs don't get met, they start looking for attention. And the problem is, our unmet needs don't know the difference between good attention and bad attention. So sometimes you just need a hug, but instead you try choking a bitch. You need to take a minute to consider, maybe I just need a hug. Because there's people that get free hugs on the internet, and maybe we could end these school shootings with a few more you motherfuckers. My wife is here tonight. Woo! She has braces on her teeth. I love braces. They're like lingerie for teeth. Every time I see them, I'm like, oh, baby, you got dressed up for me. Her dentist wants to take them off. I'm like, who's going to get me off? Some gorgeous bitch with regular teeth? I leave that shit on there. I do love my wife. I was pussy fucking her the other day. I'm kind of broke. And I was like, you got to get the morning after pill. You. And she was like, right now? And I was like, yes. And she was like, can I finish picking the broken shards of condom out of my vagina before I run to the Walgreens, Romeo? I was like, absolutely not. And she got there and the woman was like, do you have any questions? And she was like, I have a lot of questions. I just started dating a guy that lives in his parents' basement, and I didn't think my life was going to sink this low. Tell you a little bit about my family. My mother, she's from England, and my father's from Jersey. So as a kid, I was taught my emotions should either be repressed or ridiculed mercilessly. Like, I remember I went to my dad and I was like, do you love me? And he was like, what are you, a faggot? I'll tell you what, the day you can take me in a fight, we'll talk about it. Until then, go get me a beer. I went to my mom and I was like, I was disheartened. I was like, do you love me? And she's like, I am fond of you. In a way that one is fond of their offspring. I got a lot of unmet needs, and that's why I look like a shooter. Should always be encouraged to hug me. My dad died. He died. It was cancer, and then he got pneumonia. And I was pretty sure I was the one that gave him pneumonia, and I killed him. So I don't know how your week was going. You locked your keys in your car, and you're like, this is bullshit. But I was pretty sure I killed my dad. Turns out probably not so much. But in his final hours, he was acting crazy. He was all drugged up. He's throwing up peace signs. He's like, I just need a helicopter and a Halloween mask. We gotta get out of here. Fuck! The doctor was like, do you need anything? And I was like, whatever fucking drugs he's on, because he's having a great goddamn time. It's super fucking sad for me. This Molly, this better not show up on my bill. The fuck is he talking about? At some point, he whipped his robe off, and my wife saw his dick. I was like, baby, don't look at that. And he was like, it's okay, she's family. You goddamn alpha male shit. Like, yeah, I'm dying, show up with cancer. Look at my dick, stupid ass bitch. God damn it, Big Tommy D, calm down. When I die, 420. When he died, we had to go to the funeral home. And they had merch. And I was like, I don't think I want to have any merch at my dad's funeral. They were like, you know, for an extra $9.95, we could turn his corpse into a Wi-Fi hotspot. I was like, do I love him that much? To give free Wi-Fi to these kids? At his eulogy, I talked about Carl Sagan, and we talked about the star. He said, you know, the stars that you see, they burned up long ago. They're no longer there. But the light of their life is just reaching you. And I was like, that's how I think about my dad. Like, he's not there, but his light is just reaching me. It's still reaching me. And it made me feel hopeful, you know what I'm saying? It made me feel like he was still there with me. It was very comforting until the first time I wanted to jack off. And I was like, Dad, are you here with me right now? Can you ring a bell? Maybe go see Mom. She's pretty lonely. My wife's only at work for like 10 more minutes. So I'm trying to check off of these hoes. I'm going to talk about my Nana. I love her. She's top hoe. She'll holler at some dick. I had a live show where she tried to mack down the other comedians. I was like, God damn it, Nana. She was like, don't tell my grandson. I was like, She's not a fucking comedian. And she's funnier than me, this bitch. Tired of her mouth, too. And when I was a little kid, I spent the night, she drove me to school. And as we were on the way there, she shit her pants. And it was palpable. It was like a gravelly taste in my mouth. And it was winter, so she had the heat on. And shit was inside of my nose. We got to the school, and she was like, I just need to know where the bathroom is. I said, no, Nana. There's no bathrooms available to the public. And then I ran out of that fucking car because I didn't want anybody to know I had a shitty Nana. I had something I forgot to say about guns. I don't know if you've ever fired a gun, but when you do fire one, you realize you have no idea where the fuck that bullet's going. So when you hear the police fired 18 rounds, it's because until round 17, they didn't know what the fuck they were shooting at. Could have been trees or birds. They were trying to hit the black dude. So I had a friend in high school that got into a shootout. His name was but I'm snitching. I'm going to have to edit that part out. So my buddy got into a shootout. It turned out, some girl slurped him up, and her boyfriend was mad about that. So all day, he told my buddy, after school date, I'm going to shoot you in the face. Had a piece on him and everything. After school, he ran into him. He pulled out his gun. My buddy pulled out his gun. They fired at each other. Bang, 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 bang. Didn't hit shit. Each one broke out, ran in their separate directions. My buddy got pulled over by the police for being suspicious. This is a black dude running. Very suspicious. What the fuck are you running for? A sale? Police officer was like, what are you running for? He was like, officer, I just heard some shots fired. I'm just trying to get home safe. Officer said, well then, fucking get out of here, buddy. I'm going to go check it out. My buddy didn't get arrested for that shit. Maybe that's the end of my set here. All right, my name's Ian Ellis. I love you. Good night. Keep going for Ian Ellis, everybody.